When I was invited to the Côte d'Azur to bring my instrument, that is, the 14 cats in my band, would you believe that after traveling through Africa, the Far East, the Near East, Japan, North America, and Europe, this was my first time in the French Riviera. Now, of course, the French Riviera to some people means gambling at Monte Carlo, the bikinis at Cannes, and the in crowd at Saint-Tropez. Well, of course, I have nothing against gambling, particularly if you win. And I wouldn't dare say that there was anything unwonderful about a luxuriously appointed bikini. And there's nothing like being with it, with the in people. But to me, it was a chance to see some of the fine art that France has to offer. An opportunity to visit the most beautiful museum in the world, the Meg Foundation at Saint Paul de Vence. There we saw Calder Mobiles and the incredible Giacometti sculpture. And in person, the celebrated Spanish artist, Joan Miró. Can you imagine me having the great Miro as my personal guide to his works? And then a piano moves into the picture. And while the trio is trying to swing like crazy, Miro, the jazz fan, sort of cools by one of his elaborate pieces of sculpture. And then you'll see ceramics by Leger at Biot and the famous Picasso sculpture at Valoris. And then we take you backstage for a close-up view of our rehearsal, where you'll see the cats in the band very nonchalantly sitting around on their double flat sort of waiting to be impressed by some quadruple sharps. You'll see us take things out of the music, one bar here, put another bar in there. And as I say, sometimes they play pretty good. Then you see the same number in the actual performance before the public at the Antibes Jazz Festival. The first face you see will be that of my very favorite composer, the writer of Something to Live For, A-Train, Lush Life, and so many of the things I love, my writing and arranging companion, Billy Strayhorn. And now the festival builds to a tremendous climax. And to cap the climax, we call on the beyond category First Lady of Song, Ella Fitzgerald. We took our music to the south of France, and we brought away an inspiration that was as big and beautiful as the Mediterranean itself.